Coast 93.1. Good morning. The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. We got a couple people on talking about bad house guests and the rude house guests that you've had in the past. Did what? 79 Coast, 792-6278. Or you can post on our Facebook page. Rachel?
Yes.
Okay. Todd's going to be into your story because that's his wife's name. I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. And I want to get to Brittany, and Todd's going to be really into your story, too, because it involves a cat.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So,
little kitty.
You have to explain the cat first before you explain what this rude house guest did.
So, he's called a munchkin cat. So, he's like, his body length is the size of a normal cat, but his legs are like maybe half the length of like a normal cat's legs.
What?
I've never seen
this
one of these.
Sounds like the most adorable thing in the world, but
I'm
not something
down.
That was
I'm
adapted
Googling
to
this.
Evolution.
Oh no, no,
right?
Definitely like a genetic mutation of some sort. Like,
so it's almost it's like a dachshund, like a hot dog.
Yeah.
Dog,
oh my gosh.
With the short
They're
legs, like
adorable,
a basset hound,
though.
Right. So it's a cat with short legs.
It's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Todd is looking one up
Google
now
it.
To adopt. Yeah.
It's so cute.
No, Google it. It's called the Munchkin Cat.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really called a Munchkin Cat.
Vermin is so cute. They remain like kitten like for like their whole lives. Like,
oh. That's the best stage.
Best part.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, he's so cute. Yeah. Yeah. So and he's solid white, but they have him in like all different colors. He's adorable, adorable. A little bit of a jerk.
What's his name?
His name's Apollo.
Apollo. Okay.
Oh,
that's a funny name for a...
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. My God, like, they are so
big and strong.
Apollo the Munchkin Cat is...
yeah.
Okay, so what happened with the house guest?
He's a cat. He likes sitting in the window and checking out the outside. And they woke up early in the morning, and my cat was sitting by the door, and they let him out.
What?
Oh, God.
He's not an outdoor cat, I'm guessing.
No.
Not with those
old
legs.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
What did he do?
He checked out the grass. He really liked that and kind of he hung out around the yard. I mean, we got him back inside, but now he's fascinated even more so with the outdoors.
Oh, you got a taste.
Right, like he wants to be out all the time now.
A taste.
Yeah, because now, like, our house has, like, a big, huge screened-in porch, and it's like, okay, it's like the cat area. Like, there's even like a litter box out there.
This sounds like my house. I'm not kidding. Aries has her own screened in porch too. And she literally is out there all the time just like watching the chipmunks, watching the birds fly over.
Well,
she's like,
she has escaped a few times too.
And she has, yeah, but she's not a munchkin, so she's hard to catch. Like that little your little Apollo is probably like,
does he kind of waddle around?
Yeah, I feel like he can't run fast.
He's just as fast as a regular cat. Like,
so cool.
Wow, I would love to see them run.
Does he? This is going to sound like a stupid question, but does he always land on his feet?
Yeah.
He still does, even though he has the little feet.
Does he have nine lives also?
He starts wheezing.
No, he's great. He's like this little athlete. He, like, if you play with one of those dangly toys or whatever.
Yeah, he'll like leap, right? Yeah, like 10 feet in the air.
Did you name him after the Olympian Apollo Ono? Because isn't he super fast?
No. So my husband is like obsessed with space, and Apollo is apparently like a big like a white star or something like that.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, like the movie, like Apollo 13 too. But like, no.
Oh yeah.
So it's a munchkin cat named after
all black, and his name's Orion. So.
Oh, wow.
You have another cat named Orion.
I bet he feels like you're his world. Yeah.
Does Orion have long legs?
Yes, he is a normal size. He's actually a massive cat. He's like 20 pounds.
Oh,
is
there, do they get along?
Do they sit there next to each other at the urinal and compare?
Oh, my God, Blake.
Urinal,
come
they
on.
Definitely,
in the litter box, I mean.
Each other up.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, though, because my munchkin cat is like, he has like little man syndrome. And my bigger cat, he just like doesn't care about anything whatsoever. So
right.
It's like they're
right.
Really perfect for each other because the little cat just like beats on him all day long.
Oh.
And every now and then, the bigger cat will get so sick of it, and he'll just lay there and he'll just like stretch his big long arm out and like put it like right on the other cat's face and just like, okay,
just,
yeah, go ahead.
Just right.
Stop.
Just
face wash him.
Like those great. Like those cartoons when someone puts their hand on the head and they just keep swinging but they can't reach the body.
Yeah, they can't reach him, right?
Yeah.
They're just swinging in the air.
He's like farming him. Like, no.
There goes Apollo. Where did he go anywhere when he was let out?
Follow the yellow brick road.
Okay, I just wanted to play that. Thank you for your story about Apollo the Munchkin Cat.
So thank cute. You. That was awesome.
Bye, Brittany. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we got to go to Rachel. Hi, good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. So a house guest in particular who stays at your house.
Well,
is this your mother?
It's my mother.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
I love her.
Is she there right now?
Yeah.
But she comes and spends like a whole day or overnight with the kids, which is fantastic. So
sure,
really
yeah.
Great. To complain, right? But we come home and it's a brand new house. You know, like the bed is remade with the pillows different. The coffee maker's on the other side of the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Chairs are moved. Things are organized and changed up. Couches are turned the other way.
Oh, my
she's
God.
Her, she's moving in.
Food is thrown away from the freezer in the fridge.
Wow, she really just moves right in, doesn't
that
she?
That is awesome.
I'm like, Ma.
That's
she's a, like, no, honey, this doesn't go
here. That's not where it belongs, she says. That's not where it belongs, but it's
that's
my house,
not where
Mom.
It belongs.
It is where it belongs. It's my house.
Well, if you ever see a strange cat with short legs, that belongs to Brittany, okay?
Right.
Oh, okay.
See you later.
Bye.
She's like, yeah, no, I just brought my cat here, too.
I know.
I found it wandering around the street the other day.